Welcome to OV English School. Today, we are following a flower with a long journey. Cherry blossoms look soft and simple, but they mean different things in different places. In Japan, people call them sakura, and they often connect them with quiet thought. In other countries, they can mean friendship, spring fun, or even romance. Let's see how one flower can tell many stories. On a cool spring morning in Tokyo, Aya walked into a park with a small blanket under her arm. Pink flowers covered the trees above her. Some petals had already started to fall. She looked up, smiled, and then grew quiet. For her family, this was not just a picnic. It was hanami, the custom of watching cherry blossoms bloom. Aya's grandfather sat beside her and pointed to the branches. He said the flowers were beautiful because they do not last long. In Japan, many people connect sakura with impermanence. That means good things can be brief. The flowers bloom, shine, and then disappear. This makes people notice the present moment more carefully. Hanami has been part of Japanese life for a very long time. Families, friends, and co-workers often meet under the trees in spring. They eat together, talk, and watch the petals drift down like soft snow. The mood is peaceful. People do not rush. They look, listen, and enjoy the season while it is here. This small act can feel very deep in Japan. The story changes in Washington, D.C. In 1912, Japan sent thousands of cherry trees to the United States as a gift of friendship. The trees were planted near the Tidal Basin, and they slowly became one of the city's most famous spring sights. Today, visitors come from many places to walk under the blossoms. A gift from one country became a shared memory in another. Every year, the National Cherry Blossom Festival fills the city with energy. There are parades, concerts, food stands, and cultural events. Families take photos, children wave flags, friends walk along the water and stop to admire the trees. In Tokyo, Aya felt quiet under the blossoms. In Washington, the same flowers became part of a big public celebration. The tree is the same, but the social feeling is different. South Korea gives the flowers another meaning. In spring, people in cities like Seoul often go out to see cherry blossoms with friends or a partner. Minji and June, a young couple, walked under a tunnel of blossoms and took pictures together. They also bought street food and met friends nearby. For them, the season felt lively and romantic. The flowers made the city seem lighter and softer. In Germany, cherry blossoms also have a special place. In Bonn, some trees were planted after the war as symbols of peace. Each spring, people walk through the streets under pink branches. The scene is calm, and many visitors stop to take photos. There is no huge festival for everyone. Instead, the beauty feels quieter and more local. The trees remind people that peace can grow again after hard times. Other countries celebrate spring flowers in their own way, too. In the Netherlands, tulip fields bring bright colors and national pride. In China, plum blossoms bloom in cold weather and show strength and hope. In the United Kingdom, bluebells cover forests and attract quiet walkers. Each flower has its own story. Each one fits the culture around it. So, can sakura be exported? The trees can travel if the climate is right, but the meaning is not copied so easily. In Japan, sakura is tied to school life, family habits, history, and the changing seasons. In the United States, it became a sign of friendship and a city festival. In Korea, it often feels social and romantic. The flower can move, but each place gives it a new life. Question: what did Aya first in the park? Answer: she noticed the pink flowers and the petals falling. Question: what does impermanence mean here? Answer: it means beautiful things do not last forever. Question: what gift did Japan send to the United States in 1912? Answer: Japan sent thousands of cherry trees. What happens at the National Cherry Blossom Festival? Answer: people enjoy parades, concerts, food, and cultural events. Question: why does sakura mean something different in each country? Answer: each country has its own history, habits, and feelings about the flowers. Cherry blossoms travel well, but meaning travels in different ways. In Japan, sakura invites quiet thought. In Washington, it brings a large spring festival. In South Korea, it feels lively and romantic. One flower can carry many messages. That is what makes this story so interesting. Thanks for listening and keep learning with OV English School.